News, thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling for fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Tougher penalties are coming into place for repeat domestic violence offenders in New South Wales. Jefferson Shaw reports.
New offences targeting high-risk domestic and family violence offenders passed through State Parliament late last night. Those breaching apprehended violence orders with intent to cause harm or fear face up to 3 years imprisonment. Repeat AVO breaches could see offenders jailed for up to 5 years. There are also changes to the definition of stalking to include tracking movements through online accounts. A sole parent will also be allowed to change their child's name with an appropriate court order. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
Lebanese supporters are flagging more protests following a snap rally in Sydney's CBD last night. It's in response to Israel's deadly attacks on the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, in which more than 550 people have been killed in the past 2 days. Jack Hahn reports.
Authorities estimate that more than 300 people gathered at town hall. Many of the attendees were Lebanon supporters, saying that they are angry at the actions of Israel. The riot squad was on hand, keeping an eye on the situation, but they were not required to step in. The crowd dispersing just before 8 o'clock with no arrests and no incidents reported to police. Organisers are flagging the possibility of more snap protests in Sydney and across the country.
Public school enrolments are plummeting. The Sydney Morning Herald's published data that shows 21,500 fewer students were registered at state schools last year compared to 2019. Enrolments at private institutions have soared, particularly in Sydney's north and southwest. The Independent Education Union's Carol Matthews says there are a number of factors behind the change, including faith.
The previous state government did not invest in areas of population growth. So you can see that in both the northwestern parts of Sydney and the southwest. And it does also seem that there is a religious choice operating here.
A rain band is moving from Central Australia into New South Wales. Heavy downpours are forecast to move in later tonight. Senior meteorologist at the Bureau of Meteorology, Helen Reid, says tomorrow will bear the brunt of the storm.
It will be the wettest day for the Illawarra, Greater Sydney and Greater Hunter areas, as well as for adjacent districts further inland. Widespread totals of 15 to 30 millimetres are possible in these areas, with locally higher totals. Cooler southerly winds will also bring down the feels-like temperatures.
Interstate police are now involved in a new search to find the body of missing Ballarat woman Samantha Murphy. Madeline Burke reports.
Detectives from the Missing Persons Squad, alongside specialist interstate and federal police, are involved in a new search which will resume this morning. Yesterday's targeted search centred on the Grenville area, south of Ballarat. Samantha Murphy left her Ballarat East home for a morning run on the 4th of February and was reported missing after she failed to return home. Her body has never been found despite several police and community searches. Ballarat man Patrick Stevenson has been charged with her murder. The case will return to court in November.
Hope Sport.
England has kept the one-day cricket series alive against Australia, winning a rain-affected third match in Durham County. Steve Smith and Alex Carey's half-centuries helped Australia set a total of 304, but England was awarded a 46-run victory after rain set in with 12 overs remaining. Australia's captain Mitch Marsh has told Fox Sports England batted well in tricky conditions.
Look, honestly, I thought 250 after our start was going to be awesome. And for us to get to 300 was really good, and we were certainly well and truly in the game at the halfway mark, but as I said, England were too good.
Brisbane's Chris Fagan has been recognised as the AFL's Coach of the Year. After an up-and-down season, Fagan has told Fox Footy he's humbled by the award.
It's probably, you know, one of the best accolades that you can receive when you get that acknowledgement from the guys that you coach against, so I'm feeling pretty honoured. As I said, surprised, but happy as well.
Hope weather.
A cloudy day, the chance of showers from later in the day, winds northerly 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, tending northwesterly in the middle of the day, heading for a top of 30 degrees in the city, getting up to 31 in the west. Right now it's 23 degrees in the city and 16 in the west. Rain and windy tomorrow with a top of just 18, rain and 19 on Friday. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life. This coffee moment is brought to you by station sponsor Pablo and Rusty's Coffee Roasters. We source, roast, brew and serve delicious, ethical and sustainable specialty coffee right here in Sydney. Fresh beans, compostable pods, coffee concentrate and more delivered to your door. Order now at pabloandrustys.com.au. Use promo code HOPE for an exclusive discount. Pablo and Rusty's. Drink better coffee. Change the world.
Need a skip bin delivered on time and on budget? Call Oztip Recycling. We have a range of skip bins available for immediate delivery, from infrastructure projects to household cleanups. If you need it, we've got it ready to go. Oztip, delivering is our promise. Recycling is our passion. That's why we're managing waste today for a cleaner tomorrow. Oztip Recycling. Fast skip bin delivery at the best price. Book online now at Oztip Recycling. .com.au. Station sponsor.
Huge delays in Sydney South, Wilton through to Douglas Park on the Hume motorway, with roadworks between Picton Road and Nepean River. Southbounders all the way back into Campbelltown. Horsley Park on the M7 and the Horsley Drive. A truck and car have collided. They're creating delays for northbounders on the off-ramp now. Come see the team at 4K RV Campbelltown and ask them about the Australian-made Avida Motorhomes on offer. For quality Avida Motorhomes, visit avidarv.com.au. Station sponsor, I'm Nick Pavino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Get that spring in your step with Hope 103.2.
Yeah, so awkward. Brendan and Danny Bell, they went to this awards ceremony last night and... Oops, they didn't get it. Sorry about that, guys. You missed out.
You obviously got the wrong memo.
Oh, because there was two alternate sort of press releases made. One that you didn't get it and one that you did, and I got both. So I assumed it was the negative. What happened? Tell us, did you win the award?
We won the award.
Oh, come on. Good stuff. Emerging Yay. Talents, Brendan and Danny Bell, Hope Breakfast. Okay, did you, like, cry? Did you, could you, I don't know, did you do some kind of political speech like they do at the Oscars?
Political speech?
Well, they, you know, stick up for the cows or climate change or, you know, whatever it might be, there's something. Didn't tell us what happened. Okay, don't rush me at once.
Can you tell we're in different locations?
Yes.
We're definitely in different locations. No, it was so... Incredible, and such a beautiful moment. And I don't know if you've heard the speech, but we kind of, you know, thanked everyone. And Brendan actually, it was awesome. He kind of took us to church in his speech, which was awesome. Honored God and just encouraged everybody that was there as well. So it was beautiful.
Nice. Well, because you're in separate locations and it's just getting awkward, I'll point it. So, Brendan, your turn. Tell me something. What are these award ceremonies anyway? What is this? So who was there? Who was representing?
It was all the Christian stations from around Australia and New Zealand, so Christian Media Arts. And we, met a whole lot of our comrades in other states who all share a mission and the same, passion to see people come to know Jesus and grow in their faith in Jesus through this wonderful thing called media that we get to be part of. And we went through the night. There were performances by Sasina, Taryn Stokes, and then a whole lot of other different awards from all different areas of what we do. And then it came to us. We were in the last section at the end of the night. So there were three awards, and we were the first bit. So they played their little intro piece of us and, like, the nominees. They did the whole, the nominees are, and then played some clips. And then when they got to the end, they said where the winner is, and then said us, and everybody that was sitting at our table, of course, was filming us. And then we had to make our way to the stage because we were both like, what is even happening? We were ready to do our clapping and congratulations to someone else, one of the other nominees. And so, yeah, we just walked to the stage and just kind of stepped into the moment and just enjoyed it for what it was, the honour that what it is.
Very, very cool. Hey, Danny Bell, so is it like Anchorman, you know, when all the news teams gather on the park and it's a big brawl when all of Christian media comes together? Is it like that?
No, Aaron, no, it's not like that. It was actually so lovely to walk in and be amongst, which is weird for me to say, peers, because everybody is kind of doing this journey together, and it was really lovely to be amongst like-minded people who, you know, are wanting to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ through this medium. And I like I said last night in our speech, it's honestly by the grace of God that we get to do this. So here I am getting emotional on radio. What? Again, no one's surprised.
Janet,
stop it. but it is honestly just the grace of God that we get to do this, and we have the most incredible listeners on the planet, and everyone's so supportive, and we couldn't be doing this without them, you know. So I'm sure if nobody was listening, we wouldn't have a job. So thank you so much.
Well, the emails just come through of how we now need to refer to you, and we can't make eye contact with you anymore. And so, all right, we'll take that on board and look forward to you being back here tomorrow to do breakfast.
We will. Aaron, you did ask, you said, were there tears? And I just wanted to share with everyone, there was a beautiful moment. We came off stage and we were making our way back to our seat near the back, and we got stopped by someone, and she was one of the volunteers who was on, like, part of the team, and she just told me about her brother and how his heart is softening for the Lord because he's been listening to Hope, and that he is a big fan of the Brekkie Show. She said she was blown away when he gave during his heal because he loves it, and she said his heart softening, he's gone from an atheist to someone who's now open. And so it was just beautiful to hear her story and, you know, the seed that we get to plant that we have no idea that we're planting. We just say yes to Jesus and he does the rest. And we were just, it was a beautiful moment to go, that's exactly why we do what we do. So there was little tears in that moment because that was pretty moving.
So good. So good. Well, congratulations to you both, and look forward to seeing you and hearing you back on the radio tomorrow.
Thanks, Aaron.
Chat to you soon.
Award-winning breakfast team, Brendan and Denny Bell, back tomorrow on your radio, Hope 103.2.
We're a long way from home. Haven't seen you in so long, but it all came back in one moment. And the year started cold, but I didn't notice it all. Chinese food in small white boxes. Live the life we saw in Friends. Your room, it barely fits the mattress. Wake up, leave for work again. The wind, it seems to blow right through us. Down jackets are the trend. The rusher rushing deep into love. English girl in an American town. No elevator to the fifth floor. I'll ring on the buzzer, then you'll be right down. I wish time would freeze. Dungarees over the hoodie, we're out. Feet are 3 feet off the ground. Lost in love and we don't want to be found. It's just you and me. My English girl in an American town. In an American town. Days come and go, but it ends when doors close. And the sand of your perfume's on me. You're useless with your phone. Electric when one. Conversations till the dawn. Any change in tide, we push against it. Challenge meanings in the songs and head out without a reservation. Drinking out of paper bags and wasting time is time not wasted. With my English girl in an American town. No elevator to the fifth floor. I'll ring on the buzzer, then you'll be right down. I wish time would freeze. Dungarees over the hoodie, we're out. Feet are 3 feet off the ground. Lost in love.
drink Moscow mules and steal the cups from mostly the Bowery Bar. What a perfect day to fall in love on. What a way to make a start. It appears when you think all is lost, then you don't remember when it started. Never have to pretend. With my English girl in an American town, no elevator to the fifth floor. I'll ring on the buzzer, then you'll be right down. I wish time would freeze. Dungarees over the hoodie, we're out. Feet are 3 feet off the ground. Lost in love and we don't wanna be found. It's just you and me. English girl in an American town, no elevator to the fifth floor. I'll ring on the buzzer, then you'll be right down.
Hope 103.2.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. We're just wasting time, trying to prove who's right. If it all goes crashing into the sea, if it's just you and me trying to find a light. Like ships in the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean and it turns to a fight. Fists fly from my mouth as it turns south. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pops stay the same and your mom's moved away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away. Turn the lights down low. Walk these halls alone. We can feel so far from so close. Like ships in the night. And I was late, headed to a red carpet. They won't know my name. Riding in silence, all that we wanna say. About to board when you call on the phone. You say I'm sorry, I'll be waiting at home. Feels like we're learning this out on our own. Trying to find a way down a road we don't know. Turn the lights down low. Walk these halls alone. We can feel so far from so close. Like ships in the night.
Matt Carney on Hope 103.2. Brendan and Danny Bell back on your radio tomorrow morning. For now, though, some best of warmed up, reheated bits talking about notes on your car.
Have you ever had a note left on your car?
No, I haven't.
In the morning, you walk out to your car and try to leave for work, and there's a nice little note on there.
Well, even for, you know, shopping centres, you know, see some people that, you know, park bad or whatever, and they get a little note left by somebody. Or just one of those, hi, you know, you left your lights on.
Or I clipped your car. It's me.
Oh, yeah. I've never had any of those notes. Same. Praise the Lord.
I know.
But thank you for checking.
That's good. You're welcome. Here to help. A driver online has sparked heated debates over common courtesy note that was left by a neighbour on their car. And here is what it said.
Okay.
And I love that the top line says polite notice. Like, it's actually just saying
it's setting it up, whether it's, you know.
Yeah, whether it's passive-aggressive or not.
Is a whole, it's up to interpretation. So
here we go.
Me. What happened?
Would you kindly refrain from parking your vehicle outside my house for days on end? A few hours or a day is acceptable. Although you are, of course, legally within your rights to park outside my home, please have some consideration and park on the opposite side of the road when spaces are available. Thank you. Full stop.
Okay. Number one. It's quite a nasty written note.
It is.
It's not abusive.
It's not abusive.
I don't think it's passive aggressive.
Oh, you don't?
No, I think there's some options there. Like, hey, like, there's spots over the road. Could you kindly not do that?
It's the way you say it.
That's right. It's the way you read it.
I was told to read
of a nicer
to read emails and notes with a smile on the other person's face. So this was a very kind message. But it sparked debate online because people are like, hold on. So people are saying it's not polite. It's passive aggressive.
Right.
Also, somebody else has said, you don't own the street. You don't have to tell this person where they park. My thing is, I'm like, if they're parking outside my house for days on end, like, if you're living on that street, you can park outside of your house. Like, why is that a problem?
I think it depends. There's too many variables, but it depends on where it is. I got a family member 100%. Who are going through this at the moment.
Uh-oh.
That they live in suburbia.
Yeah.
But the neighbours have got three adult kids, plus the two parents. That's five cars.
Yeah.
Plus they've got a caravan. Plus they've got a big trailer because they're into car racing. So they've got extra cars. Plus all of them are dating. So they have partners come over.
Oh, no.
And so at any given time, majority of the time, there is 6 to 12 cars parked in the driveway and up down the street. Yeah.
Come on.
So it's not just like I'm parking my second car out on the road. And so often, the family member go, we pull out our driveway and we cannot see down the street. Now, is it a high populated area, high density? No. Like if it was, you know, a Bondi or something like that, you come to expect that you're not going to have much parking available because the whole street's going to be full.
Oh, absolutely.
But when it's suburbia where people have bigger driveways, different story.
I think it all comes down to communication. You've just got to communicate that there's a problem and have a chat about it rather than just being mad about it.
All the neighbours in the street have communicated to them and they've gone, we have a right to park our cars wherever we want. And they're like, yeah, but it's a safety issue. We pull out of our drives and we cannot see up and down the street. So interesting area, especially if you've got a caravan or other large items or hobbies that involve cars and you're using a driveway to do that. Plus the cars of every single person that live there.
Yeah.
If it's two or three cars because that's the people that live there, different story.
It's like, wait a minute, this isn't an episode of Fast and the Furious, so everyone can just calm down.
Hope 103.2.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 103.2 looks like you have spring fever.
Spring fever comes to everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever. Which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready. Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
Here's Melissa Brown, principal at Covenant Christian School.
At Covenant, we know that Christian education in the early years makes a difference.
We have the privilege of partnering with Christian families to form and shape the way a child will see the world right from the very start of schooling. We want our students to know that living with Jesus as Lord puts every part of life and education in its proper place. Come and see for yourself how a rigorous Christian education makes a difference, especially in the early years.
Station sponsor, Covenant Christian School.
Best to give the M7 motorway a miss this morning through Horsley Park. We had an earlier crash at the Horsley Drive that's cleared off. A breakdown now affecting northbound at Villiers Road. Another breakdown through Preston's closing off the far left lane northbound at Currajong Road. Delays are reaching all the way back onto the Hume motorway through Macquarie Links. Once you pass Horsley Park, it's all clear towards Broody Hill. Over to Wilton and Douglas Park, the Hume motorway is heavy both ways with roadworks between Picton Road and Nepean River. Southbound delays quickly moving back into Menangle Park. Now, I'm Monique Bovino taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1832.
Hi, this is Rob Martin with God in 60 Seconds. Why is there still violence against women? 15 years ago, our government spent millions on an advertising campaign, Violence Against Women, Australia Says No. Yet here we are, years later, and it appears nothing has changed. In fact, if anything, the mistreatment of women appears to be getting worse. So what's wrong? Australian of the Year Grace Tane said, "Men are not the enemy. Behaviour, corrupt behaviour, always has been and always will be the enemy." And I totally agree. But why do people behave in a corrupt way? The Bible says the problem lies in the human heart, which is deceitful above all things. So while education campaigns help, what is needed is a heart transformation which will truly create a safer world for women. To open up more space for reflection and conversation about God, go to thirdspace.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
We're caught up in turbulent skies, but I don't mind it. I don't mind. We may be told on the winds of chaos, but I see the fear is knocking on my door. I will not tremble. I'll face the light as long as I have got you by my side. Then everything's fine on turbulent skies.
Lauren Daigle, Hope 103.2 at 8.30, time for the latest Hope News headlines. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Aaron. The Lebanese Ministry of Health says more than 560 people, mostly civilians, have been killed in 2 days of intense Israeli bombing around Lebanon. Israel says a strike has killed a key Hezbollah commander in charge of the militant group's rocket and missile unit. New laws to better protect victim survivors of domestic and family violence have passed New South Wales Parliament. They include tougher penalties for breaching apprehended domestic violence orders with the aim of causing harm and for repeat offenders. The Albanese government says its housing policy does not include scaling back negative gearing and capital gains tax concessions, despite reports it is exploring the options. The Herald reports the government has asked Treasury for expert advice on potential changes. The Reserve Bank will be looking at today's monthly inflation data as it considers what to do with interest rates in the coming months. The Consumer Price Index is expected to have fallen, mostly though because of government electricity subsidies and lower fuel prices. A man's in custody following a police chase through Sydney's north. Police say they spotted a car being driven erratically at French's Forest before it collided with another car. And the T3 Bankstown rail line between Sydenham and Bankstown will be closed from next Monday as it's converted to a driverless metro line. During the conversion period, all passengers will be able to travel free on dedicated pink buses. And I'll be back with more news at 9 o'clock.
Thanks so much, Anita.
And the Oscar goes to...
And the Oscar goes to...
Hey, it's Russ Matthews from Real Dialogue.
And Laura from Hope Afternoons. Join us on the Watchlist podcast, where we look at film through the lens of faith.
Breaking down big ideas shaping entertainment today.
We'll help you decide what's worth the watch and which movies you'll be talking about long after credits roll.
Subscribe to the Watchlist wherever you get your podcasts and on the Hope 103.2 YouTube channel.
There's one tool in your business that's working 24/7, whether you're on the job, on a call, or on holiday. It's your website. At Label & Mint, we've helped businesses like yours get more out of their website. A good website is the first step towards selling more products, converting more leads, and growing your brand. Imagine your dream website or even an app working as hard for your business as you do. At Label & Mint, it's simply meant to be. Visit mintwebsites.com.au to get started. Station sponsor.
Hope.
103.2.
Let's not forget last night. Yeah, how we drove along the Yarra. How we sang harmonies to Carole King. These 3 years now just gone, they are the legends of my mind. We both kneel at these rocks to drink of the memory. You are the tunes in my head, the fire in my ribs. You are the voice in my heart, that whispers compassion. Happy birthday, Helen. Happy birthday, Helen.
Love it.
1032.
How did I ever get this far? After all I've been through, still you hold my heart. How did you pull me through the dark? If it weren't for you, the healing couldn't start. Never knew I could find peace until you found me. Showed me who I could be. And now I know that this is the good. And all the things that left me dead inside. You gave me the truth when I had lies. Showed me you're the only one who satisfies. I never knew I could find peace until you found me. Showed me who I could be. And now I know that this is the good. Something that was way beyond me. I'm finally living with a heart that is free. Out of the dark right where you want me to be. And now I know that this is the good.
Hope 1032.
Harry Styles, Hope 1032, Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell, back on your radio tomorrow. A best of bit now, talking all things antiques roadshow.
As Shepherd, you're on Hope Breaking with Brendan and Danny Bell for your Wednesday morning.
Have you ever watched Antiques Rodeo?
Rodeo. Is that the American version of Antique Roadshow?
Roadshow. Oh, we've lost.
It's Wednesday. And we can't speak.
Antique Roadshow.
Yes, in answer to that question, I have seen some of those episodes.
So an episode has resurfaced as one guest was left speechless after discovering the staggering value of a set of false teeth that was discovered at the bottom of a junk box. False teeth.
Pardon what?
Who's... And it's like false teeth with like... it's like... What is the word? It's I think it's bronze. Like it's been...
Oh, like the real... The OG false teeth.
Yes, the OG.
With like springs in it.
But here's the thing. In like the cavities, I guess it's open up. It's got like little black bits. I'm like, stop! They didn't even clean it!
Yuck. But someone presented this... At the Antiques Roadshow.
Yes, they found it and they were looking at it and it was, and one of the hosts was like, in 10 years of doing this show, this is something that I've always wanted to see. So what's wild is how much it actually came up to.
Now, before we get to that, did the host look at the producers and go, guys, are you serious? Cause any of these shows, there is the production value side.
Oh, 100%.
So you apply online, you get given a time to be there, you would turn up, you would give a description of what you're bringing, all of that kind of stuff. So when you turn up in the moment, they would have gone through a whole lot of people and layers to get to the host.
Yeah.
And then the hosts themselves would have been like, I just saw a diamond ring from the 18th century.
Well, here's the thing.
It is worth this much money and you present me teeth.
Yeah, no, exactly.
What is this show? Well, what is going on? Get my assistant. I'm going back to my trailer.
So the host was saying, the evaluator was saying that it's probably from 1845, 1855 in date, and revealing the surprising cost of the item. Are you ready?
Oh my gosh, they actually valued it?
Yes. So it's actually not bronze. They're actually gold.
No.
So it says the fact that they're gold, and you're going to laugh at what I'm about to say, the fact that they're porcelain.
Stop.
They're about £2,500.
Okay.
Which is nearly $5,000 Australian. Isn't that wild? For these teeth.
Dentures. Would you melt them down and maybe use the gold and make
absolutely
something else?
100%.
Imagine.
Why would I want the teeth anymore? Give me the gold.
Who needs Antique Roadshow when you can find those, you know, in the middle of the shopping centres, those gold jeweller, like,
yes,
places that yes. They're those annoying people that hand you the pamphlet. Got any gold you want to cash in?
And you're like, yes, actually, this time I do. When you pull them out, and they're like,
pull out a set of teeth. These will do. How much can I get for this?
How much can I get for the porcelain? Sydney's Hope
1032. Daniel O here, founder of Sandpiper Coaching. Lost your job or feeling trapped and need a change? Struggling to find the right job or nervous about interviews? Face any career challenge with Sandpiper Coaching. I've been helping people just like you for over 20 years with career and transition coaching, outplacement and redundancy coaching, as well as executive coaching. If you've got a career challenge, our dedicated team at station sponsor Sandpiper Coaching is ready to help you. Visit sandpipercoaching.com.
Hollywood Smile. Earlwood Style. Get the smile you love at Earlwood Dental Care. We take care of everything dental, from general dental care to Invisalign, braces, veneers and implants, including all on four. And we accept all health funds and afterpay. Smile with confidence wherever you are. Runway, school day or cafe. Station sponsor Earlwood Dental Care. Healthy teeth, happy smiles. Visit earlwooddentalcare.com.au to make an appointment.
Best to give the M7 motorway a miss this morning. It's very heavy. Preston's through to Horsley Park. We have two separate breakdowns. One has cleared off through Preston's at Currajong Road, creating delays. Another through Cecil Park, still there at Villiers Road, affecting northbounders. For Beverly Hills, the M5 at King George's Road. Watch out for a breakdown westbound from Wilton through to Douglas Park. The Hume motorway, very heavy both ways between Picton Road and Nepean River. We have roadworks that southbound run all the way back at Mount Annan. I'm Monique Pavino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032. loved at first when I was younger. A strange connection to the light. I tried to satisfy the hunger. I never got it right. I never got it right. So I climbed a mountain and built an altar. Looked out as far as I could see. And every day I'm getting older. I'm running out of dreams. I'm running out of dreams. But your love, the only thing that matters is your love.
can dance, baby, like we stood a chance. Two paper airplanes flying, flying, flying. And I remember thinking, are we out of the woods yet? 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 Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet?
Out the tank tops and flip-flops. Hope 103.2.
Dreams are made of these.
1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Lebanon's health minister says more than 560 people have been killed and hospitals are struggling to cope with the number of casualties following 2 days of Israeli airstrikes. The BBC's Hugo Bashega reports from Beirut.
Across southern Lebanon, there were fresh Israeli airstrikes and more rockets from Hezbollah into northern Israel. For a second day, congested roads in southern Lebanon, with thousands more people on the move, fleeing north to get away from the Israeli attacks. Today, the IDF said it had killed Ibrahim Kobesi, a commander of Hezbollah's missile and rocket forces. The conflict between Israel and Hezbollah is intensifying, and neither side seems interested in backing down.
The Albanese government says its housing policy does not include scaling back negative gearing and capital gains tax concessions, despite reports it's exploring the options. The Herald reports the government has asked Treasury for expert advice on the potential changes. However, Labor Minister Amanda Rishworth has told Channel 7 it is not party policy.
We've got a really ambitious housing policy that is focused on supply. It is not our proposal to address or to add negative gearing to that. Well, Treasury does routine work all the time around different policies.
A rising number of Australians are waiting up to a month to see a doctor. Gabriel Hodson reports.
New data shows about 4 in 10 sick Aussies are waiting at least 3 weeks to see a GP, while 1 in 10 are waiting 4 weeks. It's worse in regional areas, with 2 in 10 waiting almost a month. The Pharmacy Guild says a generation ago, half of all medical graduates were choosing general practice, but now that's dramatically fallen. In every state except Victoria, pharmacists are now being retrained to deal with 20 relatively easy-to-treat conditions to help cut the wait. These will include contraception and basic respiratory illness.
New research